This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the finale, bitch. We made it.
Ooh, these queens serve five looks apiece. And boy looks, so much drag.
So much drag and so much Britney for the lip sync.
It's Britney, bitch.
Plus, Rue is telling us about all of her friends, Silver, Gold, and Mercurial.
That's right. Jada is toot toot and beep beep at an actually very real 100% authentic drive-in audience.
Smell the popcorn. We finally have a season 13 queen. This is so fucking exciting.
And speaking of, you gotta have friends, a huge welcome to Jinx Monsoon. She's joining the mom family this week with her very exciting new podcast.
Hi, Jinx.
And you can search for Hi Jinx wherever you get your podcasts. And you can even listen to the first episode of her show right here on the Race Chaser feed later today. Got an interview with Joel Kim Booster, one of the funniest people I've known.
Absolutely. We're really serving it to you this spring at Mom.
Honey, she's a busy working mom. And you know that you're going to love Hi Jinx.
Hi Jinx. And now on with the show.
Forever Dog.
New friend Silver, old friend Gold. A Goldie Plumage, yeah. And if I has a hairly, hey!
For the man, oh.
Hey! hello!
Hello,
and welcome back to Race Chaser, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning!
My name's Alaska. What's yours?
Hello, I'm Willem. Host of the beatdown. If you don't get that cultural reference, maybe stop by my YouTube and check out my latest beatdown.
Check it out. You know,
on an old friend, Shoe Silver, and also Gold and Swarovski.
My hair is turning silver. I take Centrum Silver. That song, okay, there's a video on Willem's YouTube channel, and it's RuPaul singing a song from Hair at, like, a showcase or something. And she doesn't know the words. She doesn't have a teleprompter,
she knows
clearly.
38 out of 71 of the words.
thank you for checking the accuracy for us.
No worries.
But it's very funny. And that song is significant to me because that was one of the first roles I ever had. I was like 19 and I got to play Margaret Mead in Hair, and that was my song.
And did you learn the words?
Well, I knew the words, but I couldn't hit the notes, babes. I couldn't. I cracked every night to a theater of people, the Erie Playhouse. I cracked every night because I didn't know how to, like,
flip it up there.
I didn't know how to flip nothing. So I was like, every night, never
yelling
got
for
it.
Help.
Never hit it. But you know what? Then I opened my coat and showed them what I got.
So last week, the season 13 sissies, they showed us what we got. They were reunited.
Sisters.
We were reunited with the RuPaul via satellite from the theater at the Ace Hotel. We got to see self-produced minute and 38 second music videos from the whole cast, and a cute Q&A with the top four divas, and even answer some fan mails from Denise in Tuscaloosa and Rachel in Syracuse. But now that that cock tease is over, we're here for the RPDR Burpader season 13, episode 15, Burpaderber grand finale.
We're coming straight out of the gate with a good old RuPaul performance. Now, I don't know if all of you remember that back in, what was it? Was it season three when she sang or she performed, this is the main event? I think it was the main event. Or champion, I don't know. I don't remember. She performed a song on, I think, like the recap episode. Remember with the big letters that said Rue, like burlesque the letters?
I don't remember it, but I would have loved if her reveal ruffle coat was actually shut, so we couldn't see what she was going to have on under it. But it doesn't matter because we already saw the outfit. She wore it on the cover of Vanity Fair like a year or two ago. But I'm glad she's upcycling. Zaldi put the construction of the leotard like on his page with all the rhinestones. Oh, sorry, the crystals.
Diamantes.
The crystals. There were no Preciosa elements. It was all Swarovski, honey. And RuPaul looked great, but honestly, it felt like she was marking it.
Well, this was a callback. The ruffle coat was a callback to her in Wigstock when she starts the number with the ruffle. Or wait, no. Okay. She starts the show off in the bodysuit, the sparkly moment. And then for her second number, she says, let me put on this coat. And she puts on the ruffle coat.
I mean, leave it to her for the to do second her thing. I'm not mad at it. I also would caution her on putting Davis Rahal behind her because he's prettier than Rue. Honey. Do you know the backup dancer that was over her left shoulder, Davis? He's done a lot of the girls' videos, dances for Erica Jane. He's
the
fine.
The dancers were turning it.
All the dancers were turning it. I was sad that I didn't see Dallas, though, and AJ a little bit more, but they were cute. A bevy of shirtless bodies.
RuPaul said, honey, I own the show. I'm not competing. Baby, this is a treat for you.
I have a question, though. She's singing New Friends Silver, Old Friends Gold, but she didn't invite any of her old friends. No Michelle. No Ross, okay. No Carson. Michelle did a
COVID.
Quick time.
COVID. It's because of COVID.
Michelle did a quick time audio recording and sent it in for the little voiceover. They said, just voice note it, darling.
Just do a quick voice memo. No, yes. Okay. Listen, this fucking finale is not fucking around because we start out with RuPaul performance. We go straight into a ball with there's no fanfare. It's just like, okay, here's 37 looks. Are you ready? Because I was not ready. My body was not ready for all this sickeningness.
Okay. I don't think the cameramen were ready either because there were so many things that they didn't catch detail-wise. They didn't do any punch-ins on any of the stuff that they should have. I felt like, let's start first off with the black and white look of the ball. We got Gottmik in this Hellraiser Cenobite gown. He shaved his head. This clutch was made by, the outfit was made by Marco Marco. The crystal headpiece was made on a form of my head, and then they peeled it off of the form the night before. Taking chunks of green styrofoam with it. And the gold cube clutch was actually made by Jacob, I think. He made Trixie's like go-kart. He made my giant hoop earrings. He makes a lot of cool stuff. But the clutch had like Gottmik on one side and then her crash the system logo on the other. It was so cool. And they didn't even give it a close-up. Like not of it spinning, no Hellraiser bullshit. I was mad about that. Candy's BLM what? Gown. Is it still a B if the B isn't standing up like a B?
Oh, is that?
Yeah, okay. It was more like my humps. The B was the boobs, and then the L was kind of like near the middle, and then the M was at the bottom. Love the message, love the hair, that whole like NV Peru type of like splayed out bang, like disc type of moment.
Bring it to the ball. Oh, so it says BLM. See, mm-hmm. I didn't know that, but that is an added element that's really sickening. I just thought it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And as a Dominican doll, I mean, I'm glad she's sending her message.
That hair system?
Oh, yeah.
Wild, like, bang?
Her shape is so right in it, too.
Oh, my God.
Rosé.
Miss Rosé. I'm not
sneering at any of these black and white looks. This black and white look is sickening. It's like a modern version of My Fair Lady. Like, My Fair Lady goes to, like, a Gaultier show. It's perfect.
Right. The little petite umbrella, the shape is fantastic. I mean, and it really goes well with that like projector background, which is sort of like a spiraling black and white stripes. Yeah. This is fierce, y'all.
Fierce, a nod to her musical theater moment. Uh-huh. I'm loving this. Simone, the queen of the South with all these bandanas and the fur. And then just like the Napoleon hat of fro hair is just so beautiful.
She said, you ready to start the show? Here we go. This is the first. I was so blown away by this. Just the magnitude and massiveness of this is so effective. And then you get into the details. You see it's bandanas. This is fucking sick.
And rhinestoned. Rhinestone too.
And those stones were shining.
Shining bright. Shine bright like a rhinestone.
Shine bright like a rhinestone.
Also to credit the designer, this is a Marco Marco. Marco Marco Drag Race. She looks sickening. If you had to wear a white and black look, which of those four would you have sported?
Simone, because it's extra.
Okay, see, I would have done Miss Gottmik because a lady can never be too sure without a handbag at night. And she was the only one with a handbag. So.
You need a Borg cube at night. A Hellraiser is never sure at night.
A Cenobite can never be certain.
The satanic buttons are on the left. It buttons on the satanic left.
You ready to get red for Phil?
Oh, it's red category. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Keith Haring, David Bowie, trans rights, Gottmik, this wide leg jodhpur on steroids pant.
So good. It's like a Yoshi Yamamoto shape with this Keith Haring print all over it. Rhinestoned for filth, back and front. There are no red rhinestones left in Los Angeles at this time.
That's true. Didn't that happen?
Honestly, he bought out the store.
Yeah. Really fantastic. It's not like one of those Santi Ali dresses where it's missing the rhinestones down the seam. No, this is completely rhinestoned front and back.
Stone for filth. We love a reference. This Keith Haring print is amazing.
Really cool.
Like, Gottmik just has the best ideas ever.
A shape we've never seen on Drag Race, I don't think.
Yeah, speaking of shapes we've never seen on Drag Race, Rosé. Or no, Miss Candy. Okay, Miss Candelita Musington. Honey, the leather headphones, the grommet work, the tiny little baby boombox. She is beaming and she knows she looks right.
Yeah. The tiniest boombox in the history of Earth.
The ponytail with extensions on the ponytail.
She borrowed that Denali ponytail and said, baby, let me give that a spin.
Yeah. I'm going to take this for a walk. Good. You want this ponytail on top four?
The boombox is a callback to her entrance look. I love it. She looks great.
And this is Casey. I think it's Casey. I don't know how to say her last name.
Oh, Casey
Adler.
Did this.
Yeah, Casey did this.
Yes.
And he also did the next look, which is Rosé's sparkly red tree with roots and branches. See, this wasn't giving me tree. This was giving me central nervous system.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Uh-huh. The headpiece is exquisite. It's so sparkly.
So beautiful.
We've got the red sort of flow of hair onto the face, which is fabulous as well.
Is she walking like that because she hurt her ankle? Or does she have some weird shoes?
My uncle.
Come here, baby.
That's what I do, mama. That's what I do.
Simone is up to the party next, and she has a red flapper dress with long toenails and some hands holding on to the bundles of the blonde hair up in her head. This is exquisite. Anytime something has movement, when all you got to do is a little pussy pop and stuff starts swinging and having fun. She's having a ball here, obviously. Like, this is drag. This is so fun.
So fabulous. And now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I did once write a song about nails. And so this spoke to me on a deep level. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's season 13 now. Who even remembers what those season 5 girls ever did? So if you had
single digit girls only, I'm sorry.
If you had to do one of these,
you like to wear toenails?
I do. I do. I definitely do wear a toenail. I saw her doing that too. I did not invent red toenails like Tina Burner. She can keep them. Cliffhangers were invented by Raja in season 3. I just perfected them. Which red look would you wear?
Oh my God. Well, Simone again.
Oh, bitch.
Nails.
I'm a candy girl. I would rock this candy look in a second. I would do the Gottmik choker because it's a rhinestone choker that says fight. That's kind of beautiful. Definitely beautiful.
I love that. Nails. Yes, I wrote that.
ASCAP would like a word.
Eight co-writers. Justin Tranter, the finest co-writers. We all got together. We came up with that.
Jacob Slane, Blair St. Clair. You know, we were at the finale party with Gottmik, Rosé, and Candy, and we kept telling people that Tifinene, Gigi's sister, was Blair St. Clair, and so many people believed us. We're like, this is Blair. She just had long, straight, beautiful brown hair, just sitting there in the right spot, and they're like, hey, Blair. Trinity K. Bonet came over, and she was like, hey, Blair. And I was like, Trinity, that ain't her. We got you, bitch.
Blair St. Clair is the queen of having a body double like Saddam Hussein, because at the UK drag con, Drag World, I went with Lola, and Blair was supposed to be there, but something happened and she wasn't able to be there at the last minute. So she had a booth set up, but she wasn't there. And Lola was walking around with me all day. So everyone was looking for Blair, and Lola kind of looks like Blair St. Clair. And so she literally could have done a meet and greet as Blair St. Clair that day. She did.
You give a whiff of a white person a little bit of pump, and we all look like Blair. Some good cascading hair, honey. Everyone should be so lucky to be a Blair. You ready for this grand finale eleganza extravaganza look?
Yes!
We got
these
got
looks!
Them. Honey! And they were nice enough to give them $2,000 each for the runway, which would probably cover the hosiery and undergarments and maybe one of the shoes for one of these looks. But to give these contestants the amount of time that they did to make all this stuff and to shop it, like, not enough money. If they expect these kind of heights to be reached every season, these girls are going to be going broke. But I would go broke for these fashions, because this eleganza, this Gottmik moment.
I mean, this is the kind of garment you just have nightmares and dreams about, because I don't even understand what it is and how it's done. It's that baffling and mind-boggling.
This garment I think it was made by, not Ray Lopez, he's a promoter in San Antonio.
Lopez did this?
Yeah, in between shows with 12 girls a night. I forget who did it, but the encrusted heart, it's just so beautiful. It's like a storybook villain. It's a sin that it only got this much screen time, honestly, because like Gottmik flew to New York for a fitting on this. The shoe was acquired for this look the morning of, because it was way too long and he had to get a 10-inch heel from Maya, banging on Maya's door at 9 a.m. on a Sunday. Good luck.
Not Maya.
Oh, Maya shoes. Yeah.
She'll charge you extra for those bigger sizes.
Well, if you need a bigger size, Candy might let you borrow it. She's coming down in this peacock feather gown with a huge hoop skirt and this headpiece. Honey, cock of the walk, mama. Look at her.
There is a bald peacock running around Hollywood.
Several
somewhere.
Many.
Running around the grounds of Griffith Park.
She's like, I found it in the zoo and I simply had to have it.
That headpiece is so extra and huge and massive. I love this moment. What
extra
a moment.
Extra would have been if she pulled it down and it made a full fan of peacocks. On a remote, like Simone's helicopter hair.
The looks keep coming. Rosé
looks like a beautiful Kinky Boots girl. Like, you know how the Kinky Boots girls all have their own little theme? She's that, but, like, better. Pink cotton candy hair, like, money green, like, detailing on this, like, Rococo hooker look that she says is Scottish.
Ho Coco.
Ho Coco, for sure. Her face looks beat too.
Wow.
She's beautiful.
Yep. Wow. Simone is coming out in a gold armor with a white sort of Grecian gown, Medusa dreads.
It's giving me Atelier Versace with Michael Schmidt gold detailing. Mm-hmm. They were asking me about the gold arm thing that I had at some point. And I was like, yeah, sure. But once I saw this, I was like, no. I'm glad you got your own because this is sickening. And the hair was done by Gigi Good.
Yes.
Sister Strong. Strands by her sister.
Sister Strong.
And baby, she is beat. She looks great.
Really fabulous.
And she knows.
I mean, I'm blown away by all of these. Which one would you wear out of all of these?
Out of all of these
it's
looks.
It's hard to choose.
Out of all of these looks, I would have worn Simone's.
Okay. Well, since you're taking Simone's garment, I'll wear Got Mix, I guess, if I have to.
Okay, that's fine.
I guess if I have to, I'll wear that exquisite perfection garment.
I think it's Zach Killian on some of these hats, too. But
girl,
I'm going to text him after this break.
When I tell you, if you're a drag queen trying to get hair or clothes made in the last
during finale
couple of
season,
months, you're shit out of luck. because you see how much work goes into this one episode, let alone the whole, you know, scope of the whole season. So it is a whole economy of really talented, amazing people who are working their asses off to bring us what we're seeing on stage for
honestly,
just a few seconds.
If
so
we just
shout out to all of the designers.
Yes. Snaps for them. They're the salute of the week this week. Mm-hmm. We'll be back after this break.
That's it. Salute.
Bye.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, you're going to want to discover the 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
The Factor meals were so great. I love that they came in a recyclable container and with very little waste. And food, delicious. My taste buds had a party.
Exactly. Really good. Really easy to make. Loved it.
Not a lot of cleanup because Factor Meals eliminates the hassle of the prepping, the cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff, and you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and then pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50.
Drag50.
And use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah, and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
We are back and RuPaul sings the main event on the, what is it, the reunion?
It's the main event clip show.
The main event clip show on season two, and she's surrounded by balloons, and she, her big closing move is she spins around, and I was gagged.
Well, she blew up all those balloons, too. That's not fair.
And
with all that hot
balloons,
air and that windbag, bitch.
The balloons go from black and white to pink. Remember, they changed color.
Baby!
Oh, RuPaul invented LED technology.
She's giving it to you. I don't know. It's sort of like that. It's sort of like that Amanda Lepore thing is like her act used to be and still kind of is that she would just walk out on stage and she would blow up a balloon and then tie it into a poodle. And that was her act, because all she had to do was show up because she's that exquisite. And it's the same kind of thing with RuPaul, like beholding what RuPaul looks like when she's in full eleganza. That is the talent. The fact that she's standing there shimmying back and forth to a song, that's just bonus points. Okay.
This RuPaul gown is so beautiful. It's giving me like old school like V&A from like the 20s or 30s or 40s, whenever that was, with the stonework, the like gentle cascade of the colors. Like, it's just beautiful. I have no notes. I don't like the
beautiful.
Hair. I don't like the hair because it feels like this little bob matron hair, the front of it she had on. And then she's like, take this curly wig off. Put on a bob.
This is her meet and greet hair.
If I want RuPaul, if I ever want to see RuPaul in a bob, I want her chicken fighting with Bob on her shoulders. That's the only time I want to see her in a bob.
In a bob. Yeah, the dress is fabulous. Very, you know, very Sunrise Surprise.
RuPaul said the finale theme tonight is Friends.
Oh. Friends? Is Jen Aniston going to be here? And Court Arquette?
You know there's no one named Courtney allowed on a RuPaul Drag Race set anymore.
You can etch that in stone. For safety reasons, okay, they are not having an audience at the theater, but there is a socially distant celebration happening at the Drag Race drive-in. Okay.
I prefer for my television programming to lie directly to my face. Because this is on the roof of the parking structure at the arc light or behind the troubadour. Because the way that Viacom sign is in the back, that Viacom sign is like near Gower above Sunset. So I think it's the Arclight roof. It was not a drive-in. They're lying. Those people were doing that 2 weeks before the finale. RuPaul was not there. Jada did not drive that car off the roof. Lies.
Baby, they said we're going to piss on their leg and we're going to tell them it's raining tonight.
We're
going to
piss on their leg and tell them it's a champagne fountain.
It was a device to create the feeling of a live event. And I guess, I think it did add to it. I felt for Jada in that moment because it was like, she had to keep everything really generic because it was filmed on a different day and a different night and had no correlation to the, you know, but Jada's charming.
Yeah.
And the actors playing, the crisis actors playing parking lot audience members did a great job.
Parking lot audience members 1 through 64.
They were very convincing.
There was actually only 32 people, but they made them bring two outfits and said, change masks! And also, what if they cut out all of the stupid cutaways of the audience with sparkle sticks and showed the gowns more that these girls spent thousands on? We don't see need that, to see some fucking rando in a mask, smiling, enjoying a fake performance that we know isn't even there. Like, come on, RuPaul's Drag Race, we're smarter than this.
The only thing I hate worse than this is the digital audiences they do on TV shows now, where it's little screens of people sitting on Zoom. Clapping, smiling. I fucking hate that. I hate that so much. That's like the apocalypse is here. Like that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm. It ain't over till you lip sync from your living room. Just ask Jada.
Well, Ru has a moment to sit down with each of the top four queens. And up first, we have Got Mikatina. Mm-hmm. Baby Got Mick. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
This is reminiscent of her Tic Tac lunch, because RuPaul is enjoying the hell out of this conversation.
Yes.
And she says, I didn't expect to enjoy you this much, which it makes sense because, you know, RuPaul's past history with the trolls.
Okay.
Can I say that? She didn't let any of them on her show for 12 seasons, so I feel like that's okay to say.
Mick says, that's kind of rude, but I love that.
Yeah, I mean,
I love those.
I wonder if they ever had any cross paths when Mick was Matthew's assistant.
Oh, it's very possible. And we get a video from Paris Hilton.
In Ru's bob wig.
I loved your performance so much. I think you did a really great job, Gorge. Yeah, so hot.
Paris is such a good sport for that.
So icon.
Gottmik's parents are being super supportive, which is great because it wasn't always that way. And they hashtag Gagatronda, which are also on the sweatpants that I'm wearing right now.
I'm wearing mine too.
Are you? Oh my God.
It's the seldom achieved Gagatronda double feature. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Double sheature.
We see that Gottmik tells everyone that the top four are very close. They're all super, super close friends. They all talk on the phone every single day. I bet that group chat, they should sell the group chat transcripts as a non-fungible token, and they'd make millions of dollars.
I mean, we always talk about releasing the AAA girls group chat.
I don't think we should do that.
No, we can redact the fuck out of it, though.
Redact it would be like a fucking... It would be like a Richard Nixon transcript. It would just be like black marker all over it.
All over it. That's from Courtney making her nostrils bigger. I think that all the top fours are really close, but I know for a fact that these top four are super close. They were all partying together at the finale.
Yes, definitely.
Jada comes back to talk about the wonderful signs that the art department made in the parking lot of the faux drag drive-in. What a waste of time for Jada. I mean, Jada is so beautiful, and they're giving her this chicken shit gig.
It was a whole day of shooting, I'm sure.
It looked like a night gig. Yeah.
Night shoot.
Yeah,
it was cute.
And she looked great, and you know what?
And you know she's lob, too. I mean, that mic was ancillary.
Merely ornamental.
The Candy Muse producer sign is held up. Candy producer Muse.
Mm-hmm.
So they're fully going for that angle. And I can't wait to see Candy back on All Stars, because you know that they're gunning for that. They don't let a mouth like that get by.
Uh-uh. And because of the ironclad contract, Candy has no choice in the matter. So I think it's fantastic.
Thanks, Pussy Queen. We loved your video.
Candy sits down with RuPaul for the next Q&A.
Do you understand why Candy Muse is in the top four? because no one does Candy Muse like Candy Muse does Candy Muse.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I do understand that. And she says, I know I'm good. I'm delusional and self-centered, which is perfect for reality TV. Mm-hmm. I fucking love Candy Muse. What an iconic person. And I'm so glad that she's having this moment and all the future moments that are going to follow, because I really find her so fucking inspiring and so sickening.
I 110% agree.
Yeah.
And Candy has a soft side. When her mom's video comes up, she gets teary and she says all she ever wanted to do was prove that she can make something of herself to her mom. And I think anybody can identify with that kind of.
Yeah, definitely. We love it. We love to see the softer side of Ms. Muse. We do. And Rose. Then we get the rosé of it all with RuPaul.
Honey, Ru goes in for the Achilles first, and she says, so I hear you're nursing an injury. Ooh, nurse.
What happened? What?
So Rosé sprained her ankle a couple months ago, and I guess she's still feeling it. But
listen, it's hard not to come back. Her. It's hard to come back after the quarantine and start putting on heels again. It's wild. So I'm sure a lot of drag queens have been fucking injured from reintroducing themselves to heels. Didn't you break something? You broke a finger.
I broke my pinky, but I also hurt my ankle like a week ago, to the point where I'm only wearing heels when I have
That's
to.
So upsetting.
When you get fucked.
Yeah. I've been wearing wedges and flats for blowjobs for like 2 weeks now.
Oh my God. I bet the trade complained.
Honestly, I keep my feet in the dumpster and just hang my ass over the side so they don't mind.
Ah, yes.
The Rosé chat goes beautifully. RuPaul brings up the meme with when Rosé realizes that she's a goblin after Tina did her makeup. My favorite one was the face you make when you realize you left the oven on.
Right.
Which makes sense because Tina's burning it up.
Girl, well, and Rosé says, everybody say ugly, which is so funny.
Because there's no audience.
Rosé's fucking hilarious, dude.
She's great. She knows how to structure a joke. She can land a punchline. She's kind of perfect. RuPaul tells Rosé that she can only say one thing in a Scottish accent.
Lawrence Taylor.
And then Rosé counters with the only other thing to say in a Scottish accent, which is Ellie Diamond. Because RuPaul wouldn't say Ellie Diamond's name in a Scottish accent.
RuPaul laughs nervously because she has no idea who Ellie Diamond is. No, I'm just kidding.
Yo, Rosé's brother is hot, too. I'd fuck him.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, that was rude. I'd let him fuck me.
Oh,
and I'd put
see,
on the
that
heel.
Makes more sense. That yeah. Her whole family is very funny, really having a good time, and they throw around words like Stunalina. So
honestly, I wish they would have cut
way to
over.
Way to steal our language.
I wish
brother.
They would have had the four McCorkles and then zoomed over a little bit and had like Fat Bastard there or something. I would have been like, no, that's definitely my cousin. That's a wasted opportunity to pull one over on the RuPaul's Drag Race franchise, like Manila did when she said she was 23.
Right.
Yeah. The Rosé has the distinction of being the only queen from the pork chop loading dock, and she said that really lit a fire under her ass to keep competing even harder. And speaking of the pork chop loading dock, we get a little 2-second cameo from Victoria Pork Chop Parker. Comes on to do give a twirl. And she leads us into the commercial break, which by happenstance, we're also going to be taking very soon.
How long of a shooting day did Pork Chop have to be on set for that appearance? I bet she wasn't even mic'd.
Honey, they don't even send her home. They just throw her in the sink, defrost her. And then refreeze her for the next season and pull her out.
She had to get up in a high horde drag and sit in the whole day. She probably had to quarantine for 2 weeks just for those 2 seconds. Right. 1 week per 1 second. We love Porkchop Parker. What a sport. What a consummate professional. She said, you know what, honey? I'm going to show up and I'm going to come out at the end. So,
And her purse was filled with applesauce. It's always nice on the side.
Why don't we take a break and we'll come back.
Back, Jada's popping up a little bit. She says, I'm gonna bounce over to the theater, which is literally 7 miles away. She ain't bouncing shit. She's taking a car, she's taking a Sprinter. Yeah, but did she make it to the theater? She changed her outfit in the car, right? Into the red gown.
Longino was driving. I'm sorry, there's traffic. No, she does. I hope she makes it over to the theater in time. I can't wait to see how this turns out.
I hope she makes it in time for Simone. Oh, look, it's Simone's turn. She's sitting down with Rue and she's listing all her inspirations. She says Rihanna's name correctly, and then RuPaul mispronounces it, as RuPaul does. Rihanna.
Wait, RuPaul said Rihanna?
Or, yeah, something stupid. It's like, she don't care about people's names. Ruth Paul.
See, I thought I heard somewhere that it's actually pronounce Rihanna.
Well, that's not how we said it on the set, and no one corrected us. We said Rihanna.
Yeah,
Rihanna?
You would have been corrected.
She would have told us if her name was wrong, for sure.
Yeah.
If we were saying it to her face. I love all of Simone's inspirations. Rihanna, Lil Kim, Whitney Houston, like strong women celebrating their sexuality. Just...
Yes.
Black excellence, too.
Definitely. Rihanna even DM'd Simone. They show the receipts right on the camera, right on screen, which is so fierce.
Does that bug you when people do that, though?
What?
When people, like, put up your conversation. Like, oh, my God, she messaged me back.
Are you referring to my ex-boyfriend who did that to me?
No, I didn't even think of that. I was just thinking, like...
I thought you were being really shady. Like, does that bother you? Has that ever happened to you, babe?
No.
Because I can't remember if he did do that, but it seems like something that he would. No, I hate that. Because if I'm texting you, to me, it's a level of privacy, but I'm sure Rihanna had no problem with this being shown on the screen.
Must be text on the screen. The Arkansas. the chat.
Don't you stop texting me? Don't stop texting me. Don't stop texting me.
Deep DMs. The Arkansas chat with RuPaul about the House of Avalon and all their small towns in Arkansas and listing towns like Conway and Bald Knob. And when RuPaul says, there's a town called Bald Knob, who came up with that? And Simone says, some white man. Like, it's just so funny. And I'm loving that Simone's like, ain't never been back either since I left.
Right.
I love it. She said, bye. It's in the rear view. It's behind me for a reason.
Right. And I love this shout out for the House of Avalon because they are so closely knit. They all work so hard and they're all so foolishly talented. And so this really is it's a chosen family moment because they're all in this with Simone 100%. And I loved that shout out moment.
I put in an application years ago, but they said the housing authority would have to approve me before I entered the habitat.
The house.
Yeah. This is leading up to their second boy drag look of the day, where they're all wearing like a red something on hat, like a red do-rag or a red skull cap. And then they all wear red hairs to do this Bette Midler tribute. Of a song called Friends, which is something Bette used to sing at the bathhouses. And then in the 90s when she was singing about her friends who had all passed away from AIDS. RuPaul finds a way to make it work because we're in another pandemic. And she says, we are reminded of what really matters.
Right.
keeping 9 girls at home and celebrating love, kindness, and friends with the top 4.
Right. And this was a lip sync performance of a classic Bette Midler song. And, they're out of drag in the audience and they're watching themselves in drag. I liked the looks.
Me too.
Cause I love black dress category.
You are an LBD for sure.
I mean, and everyone looks good in red hair. So like they all looked really great. Simone's was my favorite look. I was like, can I borrow that?
With the cutout?
How tall is Simone?
I think she's like between your height and my height.
Depending on if
she's wearing my shoes or your shoes.
I would like to borrow this garment.
I would wear the little sequin number that Gottmik was in. I was feeling that.
Yes, very nice.
Sequins with that long red curly hair, honey, good luck.
Well, you know, sometimes it happens.
Wigs and Grace would like a word. They all looked wonderful. I haven't heard this version of the track with Bette Midler yelling over Bette Midler yelling over Bette Midler, but it kind of worked. It was chaotic. It was fun. It was a little moment. I know they had to fill 2 hours, and God forbid they show the gowns that the girls worked over. I mean, just make them learn another number. Yeah, make them learn another one. We're going to give them their $500 pay also.
Wow. I thought it was very Bette Midler to have her singing over herself like that, which made me think that maybe this was the official version of the song. But I honestly don't. This isn't a Bette Midler song I'm really familiar with, so I don't know. But I bet Bette Midler loved this.
Yeah,
I bet she was like, fuck yeah.
I think she'd be down. The next section of the show is a beautiful tribute to Shishi Devane.
Yes.
And we have Bob, Kennedy, Thorgy, Eureka, Cynthia Lee Fontaine, Kimchi, Latrice, Heidi in Closet, all out of drag, remembering Chi-Chi and all of her wonderful traits.
Yeah.
It's sad. That every time it brings it up, it's like, oh, fuck, we lost one.
I know. It's unbelievable. And this was a really nice tribute I also know that this is just a few of the people who Chi-Chi touched in her lifetime. And I mean, really, Chi-Chi Devane was so fucking funny and so chill and so lovely and nice and was absurdly talented. And they talked about it a little bit. They were like, and she came out and she sang, which we never really fully, I don't think, got to see on the show, the extent to which that she had that talent as well. And all the other girls on the tour were like, okay, I'm not going to be like,
oh, Latrice told me about that tour.
It was a really nice tribute. And I'm glad that we had this moment for Chi-Chi on the show.
Me too. It was really appropriate. Rue now brings out her Wheel of Fortune wheel with the faces of all the girls. Giant.
Do you think this wheel is a real wheel?
The way it just clicked over.
Do you think Theron's mother's is? Do you think Blake Jacobs is behind that wheel with a headset?
Honey, I don't know. I mean, this is not. These matchups are not the matchups I wanted to see. But we get the process explained to us and further broken down by RuPaul's cousin, Cory Booker. I think they're like fifth cousins or something like that.
Work.
Yeah, he's a senator. I think it was dating Rosario Dawson. I don't know any of the political stuff about him, but I know about his sex life.
And in their family, you shave your head bald when you're born and you just keep it that way your whole life. Speaking of their family,
Bald-headed bitch of brigades. We got Britney Spears songs. She was also in the Bald-headed bitch brigade at one point.
Hallelujah.
All 3 songs tonight are presented by Bubbly Bounce, which they're going to need that little kick of caffeine this long day. And all the songs belong to Miss Britney Spears. Hashtag free Britney.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. 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 So
Rue gets to spinning.
Right. The very natural gravity, definitely led by gravity, spinning of this wheel lands on candy. This is like a fucking, Krusty the Clown spinning wheel. Like, it's not.
It's not.
It's not even pretending to. It just starts. Okay. Look, I'm not saying. Well.
I'm not saying it's rigged because I don't have to say it's rigged when y'all saw how that wheel spun, bitch. Let's just say that, okay? This is not the John Polly podcast. We can actually talk about what's going on. Okay.
Like the Golden Girls, like, grab that dough. Like a spinning wheel. Like, it's so fake.
Yeah, it definitely is.
But they must do this for a reason because... I mean, there must have been some method to having candy chosen first and then rosé, it lands on rosé. So I guess this is how they, you know, this is how they saw it shaking down as far as the first duo.
Yeah, whatever they did, I don't know if they could control the box choice of smooth pink box or furry pink box, but we get to see Bruno, and we get to see Bryce, and
we do.
We've worked that theater before. It's in downtown LA. You can't step outside of downtown LA without, you know, that area. I can't believe they put those boys in a downtown LA theater with no shoes again. All those stairs in the back, that is a working hotel catacombs. And restaurant. It's dirty.
Well, they probably keep their slides on until right before stage.
Well, why can't they keep shoes on stage? Never mind. This is a battle I will
really
not
bothers.
Win.
It
does. It
really bothers.
Because
you.
when I would see go-go boys at a club without shoes on, I'd be like, your feet are at eye level and like nobody wants to see your fucking toe jam. Put on a combat boot. Put on a cute sneaker. We're not here to like tax you on making stylistic choices, but we would like some footwear. It is customary when everyone else in the room has a shoe on for you to also have a shoe on.
I think Jinx would like to see him without the shoes on. I will say that. I think she wouldn't mind.
She's a big fan of Captain Dan because she likes shrimping.
Captain Dan? Shrimping?
I do like when the wheel spins, though, and RuPaul says, the wheel has spoken. Who to choose? When she's like, it doesn't say it on the teleprompter yet. It'd be funny if the teleprompter said it before the wheel stopped spinning.
Right. Right, exactly. Candy chooses the furry box, correct? Mm-hmm. Which Bryce is holding.
No. Bruno's holding the furry one because Bruno has a little bit of chest hair and a happy trail, and Bryce is smooth. So Bryce is the smooth pink box, and Bruno is the furry pink box.
Jungle
And the song is "You Better Work, Bitch."
Oh, work, bitch. We're gonna take a break and we'll find out who wins when we get back.
You better work, bitch. You want a Maserati? You want a Bugatti? You better work, bitch. Okay, so Rosé versus Candy. The song is "Work, Bitch."
One person did the choreo at one point. There was none of boop, boop,
Candina.
Boop. Candina Lee Musington's nailed the choreo with the half windmill of the arm. Work,
which I believe in California, it is illegal to hear that song and not do that hand raised above the head choreography. If you don't do it, you can be fined. In the state of California. No, that's the most that you got to do that. Yeah. You have to do that.
I'm
glad she did that. And that's why she won the lip sync, in my opinion.
I mean,
but wait a second. This was the reveal of reveals. The Candina.
Yeah, but I feel like the reveal went differently because it went straight down to the bodysuit with the colors instead of down to the skirt with the bodysuit. Because on Candy's Instagram, she had the skirt with the bodysuit. And then the skirt came off.
Yes, I saw that. I saw that and I love that. But I also didn't look at her at the beginning and say, oh, this is a reveal. I thought she was going to wear this and this was her outfit for the, I thought the white... like leotard was the outfit, and it was a surprise reveal, which you have to think about those things, because now reveals are mandatory and expected for this portion of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So she pulled a sneak attack, and she waited until the other girl revealed, and then she did her reveal.
I mean, I wish Rosé would have not revealed, because that, I feel like that onesie had a couple of fit issues. She looked like a neutered teddy bear of sort. It was like a furry pink, like velvet in the front.
Velvet, if you please.
She should have asked for, like, the crotch to go a little higher, because it was that thing where, like, in the middle of the night where your tights are low, you know? It felt like it needed a good yank or a bigger butt pad or something. I wasn't feeling her reveal outfit. She looked beautiful, but Candy moves on to lip sync against the next two.
Yeah.
And the next two are Gottmik and Simone.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the song is Gimme, Gimme, Ma.
Simone has an outfit and a hair reveal. Is this the yellow outfit that she wore, or was that for the finale? Or was this the Lakers was the, outfit?
This was the Destiny's Child Beyoncé, like, moment.
The hair, yeah, with the crimped hair, the blonde, hair. And then the brown root, right?
Yeah.
I feel
which...
like...
We knew it was going to be a reveal because her first look was sort of a big, like, thing with a big hair thing.
Like a Lakers warm-ups tracksuit with Simone on the front in L.A. colors, shouting out the West Coast, Best Coast. But we knew that that hat was coming off because that looked like a cardboard something covered with some hair, for sure.
But it was so satisfying to see her in her second look because she was so fucking beautiful. My fuck.
Yeah. That's how youth works.
That is unreal.
I understand that we could never know. I can't form an accurate opinion on who won this lip sync because they're both my friends. They both did great. Gottmik got on the floor, did floor work. He did a split.
Yes.
But once you can't compete with swinging blonde hair, let me tell you, you can't. And Simone's hair just going all over. And even after the song was done, that hair was still going in the back. So, I mean, I get it. I would like to shout out Marco Marco for this Crash System reveal. It went from like this gumdrop jellyfish shaped dress into like a train, and then the train came off, and it was just a fully encrusted unitard that said "Crash the System" all over it. Beautiful garments,
really sickening.
So sickening,
really, really sickening.
Yeah,
and it was—I mean, it was one of those lip syncs where it was like really close.
Yeah.
And but it was Simone's moment and Simone's night, mm-hmm. And so before we get the final ass lip sync. What do we get?
Oh, we get Miss Congeniality.
Oh, yes, Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
I'll watch anything with Ms. Bullock in it.
Girl, I'm watching for Regina King.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. No nonsense. Call me a robot, bitch. We see one final look from all the season 13 girls, mostly gowns. Denali's got this weird succulent look with a latex cactus thing.
I'm gonna suckle in all these Santas.
Did you see the clip where all the girls are watching their season 13 sisters from home with the outfits and the gloriousness, and then they're like, "Yes, look at her!" Ooh, boop, 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 boop. And then Elliot comes up and Gottmik's mouth goes from open to up. To they're all quiet for the whole duration of it, and honestly, they said it all without saying anything at all.
You say it best when you say nothing at all.
Also, they are not featuring Miss Tamisha at all for the amount that they gave her storyline this season. And then the quick blip that they gave her for the finale, that was a little surprising. But we knew she wasn't going to win Congeniality. I mean, how dare you put up your own music video that you produced? God, no. No, we're blocking that, said World of Wonder. Did you hear about that?
Wait, what happened?
Oh, Miss So the producer that produced the Arrogant track, he put up the track to see if, like, it would get flagged. And it got flagged by the people that handle World of Wonders flagging.
Flagged on what?
It got taken down on YouTube. They have a minute and 38 seconds of it on World of Wonders channel. Just like Lala's music video, Bad Bitch Ship, they have a minute 38 of that up on World of Wonders channel. And Lala's got a lyric video, but they won't let... I've spoken to multiple girls, and they won't let any of them release their music on their own timetable. Girls have been sitting on stuff for months now. They won't let them release it. They won't let them do the thing that, like, the early girls established with the release a song on your exit day. They won't. They got these girls by the scruff of their neck, which hurts because they've been shaving so much, and they probably have razor burn there too.
That's unfortunate. But you know what? You I mean, Bad Bitch Tip is on iTunes.
I bought it.
So if you want to support the dolls,
who do you think's making the money off of Bad Bitch Tip, though?
Do you think?
World of Wonder is all of those girls' manager by default, according to the contract. And they get to approve if you want to have another agent or another manager. But World of Wonder is the default manager. So I guarantee you they're making at least their 20% off of that. Honey, it's a new world, new dawn, new day. So I hope these girls find a way to figure it out. And just remember, you can get out of a contract simply by saying, I didn't read it. Sometimes that works in court.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I read about this house inspector. House inspectors are the most sued person job field in America because people always have problems and they want to sue somebody. But one of them, a house inspector said that an opponent or a litigant got out of a lawsuit with him by literally saying to the judge, well, I didn't read all that.
Yeah.
They threw it out. So I hope these contracts aren't as ironclad as they seem, but perpetuity does mean perpetuity.
Yeah, and I mean, okay, I think we'll talk about more.
Yeah, that was divergent. Sorry about
that. Hot Goss, because I think we both have a lot to say about it. Yeah.
Back to congenials.
Let's get congenial, girls. Were you expecting Lala Reid to win Congen?
I was hoping for her to win Congeniality, but I thought Olivia was gonna win. But
I thought so too.
I'm really glad that Lala won because she was the one girl that went home that I said, I would love to see more from her. I want to see more from her. Heidi in Closet looks sickening. She comes out as, a rose is still a rose.
Yes. Baby Always girl. Lovely to see Ms. Closet. And Lala Ri wins $10,000 presented by Olay. And you know what? All the other girls get $2,000 from Olay as well. Olay!
Olay! I love that. Time for our reigning queen to take one last lap around the stage. We have Jada Essence Hall coming in a beautiful gown. And she's keeping it light. She's keeping it positive. She's saying the year's been great. She was in the Savage Fenty show.
Yeah.
You know, making the best out of a sitch.
And check her out on Twitter where she jumps into a split at this show that happened recently. And she like kind of stumbles on the split. And then she looks at the person taping the film and says, I'm drunk. Have you seen this?
No, I need it for beach though.
It has 12,000 views on Twitter. Like,
send it to me.
Or 12,000 likes. Okay, I will. I'll send it to you.
Please.
Hold on, I'll send it to you right now.
Are you ready for this final lip sync though? Because after this, we won't have Drag Race again for another full week, probably. Can you take it? Can you take it? A full week with no qualms? I love her. She's a beautiful.
She's an icon. And what a way to go out. Really enjoying herself.
Oh, she does the good mystique split, which involves your arms and your legs.
It almost gets there.
Yeah. Jada, you're an icon and so beautiful. We love you.
She is. And, you know, I'm shocked that she was able to do a completely new makeup schematic for her. From coming from the parking lot, she completely changed her makeup before coming on stage at the finale. So
yeah, that little yellow Dotson had like a good like rearview mirror to paint in, I guess.
I mean, really impressive.
Super impressive. This final lip sync song, Till the World Ends, I mean, what could be more appropriate during the dragpocalypse?
That's very true, yes.
Simone definitely has a reveal. Honey, it's a trench coat.
Right. But what a reveal, because she opens it and then it has like starburst lines that coordinate to the garment.
Never
on
trust
the inside.
Mm-hmm. Never trust someone to give you your own backdrop. You need to bring it, bitch.
You're absolutely right.
She's a smart cookie, or whoever thought of it was a smart cookie. But this hair thing, do you think it was meant to spin? Because it came out and it was like a pop. And then I feel like it was, she kind of like did a, like, you know, when you got to kickstart your tassel a little bit to get it to go on your nipple. Like, I feel like.
I've seen Ben Littlecrumb's number. Yes.
Yeah. I feel like it was kind of like that sort of ish. But it was cool. I mean, nothing.
It was really cool.
There were no dead animals, at least. That was nice.
No dead animals. No animals were harmed in the performance of this. Candy pulled out a flag. I mean,
where would she get that idea?
This was a really fun,
Bit J-Lo, a little bit Alaska Thunderfuck.
You know, sometimes sticking a flag in your wig is always fun for impact.
Sometimes
I've done
you
it a
stick
lot.
A fag in a wig and then you get a drag race.
What privilege.
Simone takes the night and she is crowned the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race, America's Next Drag Superstar, Simone Simonier, and she has to say,
I told y'all not to let the smooth taste fool you. But she wasn't crowned, she was awarded the title. There was no crown on site.
Well, they showed a picture of it and there was a mini scepter.
They gave, honey, that is not how you crown a girl who spent that much money and that much work. I'm disappointed at how they crowned her. This crowning was better than like the All Stars 2 crowning, which Drag Race had nothing to do with. Like, the winner's management company was nice enough to arrange a crowning and get a big fake check and do all that because World of Wonder said, we don't need to. No. So I don't like that they didn't have the crown on site. That's not how you do a page. Can you?
Okay.
It's not.
Yeah, but sometimes these things are out of their control, though. Sometimes it doesn't arrive in the mail. It gets lost in the mail. Like, that's probably what happened.
I mean, Nova has been behind on stuff before.
And yeah, who knows how long they gave her to do it.
Well,
you
honey, they
mean?
Should call it late drag jewels instead of fierce drag jewels. They can't even get a crown for the world's biggest drag pageant. No, I'm not letting any excuses fly. We can agree to disagree on this. And from someone who owns a pageant, disrespectful.
What do you think? Well, the crown. No, I mean, the crown is my favorite part. The crown holds energy and it's a very important element in the thing. And so yes, I think it would be better if it was there in a shining, glittery light and it got its own feature and its own close-up rather than a picture of a crown. But what do you think of the small scepter? Did you think the scepter was small?
I thought that was a sparkly Q-tip, bitch.
Deceptively small.
Deceptor, not scepter.
We looked back, though, and Bianca had a small scepter, but I think, did she have a crown as well? I don't.
No, it's just that she's so short and her dick's so big, it looked small.
Jesus Christ.
We are very thankful that you came along on this journey with us through season 13.
We made it. We made it through the wilderness.
Seasons have changed.
Seasons change.
But we will be back with more coverage.
Wait. This is a big announcement. So we don't know when the next doodly-doo All-Star. We know All-Stars is coming. We don't know exactly when. We kind of know exactly when. But there is going to be an interim period between now and when All-Stars starts, okay? The Chop is going to cover Down Under. We're going to be popping on incessantly because we're going to want to talk about it as well. Don't worry. But in the meantime, over here, we're going to be pumping in some classique.
We have season 6 starting with some of our favorite queens. We got Bianca, Courtney, Adore, Darian, other queens.
It's a good season.
Great.
I'm excited to dip back in. I'm really looking forward to it. Season 6 is fucking bomb. And
new promo pics. We are so pretty. Wait till you see them.
Bitch!
Wait, I haven't even seen them yet. When are we going to see them?
I saw them in camera, unretouched, and we look sickening.
Sickening.
Sickening, doll.
Honey, I needed oxygen after. I was so sick.
Yeah.
The episode is over. Thank you so much for joining us on Race Chaser this week. My name is Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And we would love, love, love for you to write a review of our podcast on your podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. And if you take a moment to do that, why don't you leave us a rating while you're there? 5 stars for 5 stars.
Right. And you can follow the dolls at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000. Our Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod, and our Mom Podcasts account is at Mom Podcasts.
We have tons of great bonus content available at patreon.com/Willem. And you can find that Race Chaser content by scrolling down until it says Race Chaser content, or you can search the hashtag Race Chaser. We just posted our season 13 mini challenge makeup guru Rudu videos. The Rudu.
Dun, 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 dun. And you can email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Watch Alaska almost lose an eye. honestly, I almost blinded the doll.
You'll shoot your eye out.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, please socially distance yourself, and respect each other out in the world.
Bye.
Bye.
We've crowned a winner.
Oh, did you see Simone in those Moschino boots too? Those look just like the ones I have.
I love that. Congratulations, our new crown queen. Race Chaser.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, audio, and video clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and or copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.